end of time and it's going to be ballroom dancing.
Zara, they look nice in their frocks and suits. Oh, and that view. It's the whole of the universe.
So we're somehow outside it. Abby, look! Up there!
Overhead, without any fuss, the stars were going out.
Oh, you look nice, Paul, for a penguin.
So you and the other gents are in white tie and the women are in ball gowns, while we're only in... Oh.
Did you just change our clothes without asking?
It will help you fit in.
You don't just change what we wear. Abby, what are you doing?
I love this dress! Oh, the way it moves when I do.
Try not to fall out of it, princess.
You're the one in a tiara. See? In the reflection.
Oh, we look like we're in a fairy tale. God, is any of this real?
Perhaps you'll both have a drink.
Too right. Cheers.
Paul, you said you needed our help. What is it you want?
I don't want anything. Merely to enjoy the dance when it starts.
The others here. They've taken human forms, but... there's something else. There's something deep and powerful which I can't quite see.
I don't like this. There's no sense of where anything's leading.
You can't feel the weave of the future because there isn't one here.
Abby, let's go. Whatever this is, I don't like it.
I think you're right. Take my hand.
Not even a tingle. You've taken our powers.
That simply isn't true. But your powers won't manifest here.
Let us go. I mean it.
And if I can't?
I'll punch you in your smug little face.
Go ahead. But it would be a shame to leave with the show about to start.
Oh, who's the good-looking bloke?
It must be whoever's in charge.
Just the band leader for this evening. He's rather good.
Thank you. Very kind. This is an old favourite. One, two, three, and...
I think I know this one. I've heard it somewhere.
The song's not important. Paul... tell us what you want.
It's a pleasant evening. We're dressed for the floor. Perhaps you'd both join me for a dance.
Seriously?
Have we any choice? Come on then. We'll try not to tread on your feet.
Anyone. My name is Marcella Alefgoth. I run a small business on Diphthong. Antique, artisan foodstuffs for the connoisseur. Hang on. Egg and soldiers?
Here.
Cutlery and sauces on your left.
Thanks, love. Looks smashing.
Where was I? Easy enough to set up. I got a loan from the Temple of Usurers on the mainland. Probably helped that I used to be a nun. Let me get that. So I pay back the temple 8% of everything I earn here, and they let me get on with it. I just need to deliver this. Two of my regulars. Here we are. Two pieman's breakfast, two cups of tea.
Thank you, Marcella. It's perfect.
You're a good person.
Me, miss? Hardly.
If you had one wish, what would it be?
What are you doing?
My sister and me, we have magic powers. So, one wish. Anything at all.
If you are truly magic, you shouldn't waste your powers on me. End hunger. End war.
Which one?
Anyone. That'd be nice. Now get your toast.
Go on then. What have you done?
Nothing yet. But in less than a minute, I'll have ended the war.
Nice, girls, given everything you said.
You know what they are. You know what they're going to do.
Only because you told me.
You're not angry. You don't believe me.
That they're going to kill everyone here to stop someone else's war?
All right. I'd still value an answer, just for the sake of argument.
And it won't make any difference. I still die in this explosion.
I'm afraid so.
Well, I don't want to wish him any harm, even when it's not real.
Then think of it this way. Who do you choose to save? Abby and Zara, or...
What's that? Not a spaceship. You can't land spaceships here.
It's missiles. Hundreds of missiles.
But we're no one. We're armless.
We don't have very long. Please.
Those girls! They've gone. They've left us!
I'm sorry, but I really must have an answer.
Dance! Don't just stare at everyone else.
I can't help it. They're couples in their glad rags. But as soon as I look away, in the corner of my eye, they melt into... shapes isn't the right word.
No words could contain them. They are beyond conception. Hence this effort on their part to seem human.
Then it's for our benefit. Why us? Paul! Oh, fine. Come on, Abby, let's go.
But we can't leave.
We can stop playing his game until he tells us what this is. What?
But whatever they are, the dancers aren't bothering us, are they?
Not that we can tell.
Then ignore them. When did we last get to dance?
For me, at your funeral, when I had to force Paul to join in.
It wasn't a style of music I knew. And I'm not forcing you now.
Paul, are you all right? You look ill.
A little drained.
You should go and sit down. Let us help you.
Oh, I wouldn't want you to miss out on the dancing.
Is something here affecting you? Is it the dance?
The dance does no harm. I'm just not as strong as I was.
Like these others, you're not what you seem, which makes it harder to trust you.
My intentions are perfectly honourable.
Oh, more's the pity.
Abby!
What? It's been quite a while for that too.
He's hardly in a state for your shenanigans.
Though flattered by the thought...
Come on, lean on me. We'll take it gently till we know what this is about.
Or he could just tell us. Paul! Oh, no, of course not.
Look, the only way to find out is to play along. It's a nice enough tune, it's easy to dance to.
Exactly. It's taking us over. Are we going to end up like you?
Not at all. This kind of music, proper music... It's just easy to latch onto.
You want us caught up in it, but you can't tell us why. You've got to be all mysterious.
I thought you'd enjoy it.
See? Just let yourself have fun.
I can have fun while working out how we're caught in some weird, ingenious trap.
It's not a trap.
Then what is it?
You can't tell us, can you? There's a reason you can't.
I can tell you something. These beings exist out of step with reality as you understand it. But the music... The dancing.
It helps bring us in time. If we let the music take us, we'll synchronize enough to make sense of what this is. So if we want to understand, we have to keep dancing.
Okay.
Sorry, I'll need to sit this one out.
We'll come with you.
Please, not for my sake. I'll just be over there. You won't come to any harm.
Oh, I knew there'd be something. What?
If they, the others, want to cut in... Try to be polite.
Come in.
Dr. Chaff, excuse me. Is it all right to...
Yes, of course. Do what you have to.
Thank you. I'm... please accept my condolences.
Yeah. I'm not quite dead yet.
No, of course, Miss Gutierrez.
Not seen you before. You're not medical staff.
No, ma'am.
But you've free rein to wander the ward. Let me guess. Was I involved in an accident at work that wasn't my fault? Too bloody right. But nothing to be done about it now. I won't last long enough to fill out a claim. Don't make me laugh. What?
A claim might benefit a relative or loved one.
Tarantine, do you want to try and cash in?
I couldn't stay on at the hospital if I took them to court.
Well then, sorry to disappoint. That means you can go.
One more thing, a question. It's not for the insurance.
What is this? I think you should go.
I don't need a nursemaid. And I've nothing better to do. Ask me.
It's for both of you, really. About the accident, you're both doctors. You saved a lot of people and eased the pain of those you couldn't save. All those lives.
What exactly are you asking?
What we've been asking ourselves. The people we've helped, that you'll go on and help when I'm gone, are they worth me dying for? Quite frankly, the answer is...
Yes, those two are definitely coming over.
Do we say hello or let them speak first?
Just be yourself.
Great. Hello, I'm Zara. This is Abby. Sorry to make you dress up all human. Aren't the elbows weird?
So thrillingly direct.
Indeed, so refreshing to find illumination rather than noise.
Why, yes, I've always said so. You know I have. Say it plainly, prosaically, and without embellishment.
Well then, who are you two?
Oh, if you are two separate beings, I'm sorry if you're not.
Oh, so refreshing. It is, isn't it?
Dear girls, we shall try to explain as much as it is within our gift to do so. The forms we present to you, and this room, and the music, are by way of an analogy, a simplification.
Because if we saw you as you are, we wouldn't understand it.
We would saturate your minds. You cannot die, so that would be eternal torment.
Mm, yeah, okay, don't do that. Quite like the dancing in the frocks.
Well, if you can't explain what you are, do you at least have names?
As you wish. Allow me to present Baron Oblong.
Utterly charmed, ladies, utterly.
How do you do?
And I am the Countess of Triangle. At least, that will serve.
So, why are we all here? What?
They don't know. They don't even know.
There is time enough for that, Oblong.
Time for what?
It was not our doing to bring you here, and it is not our place to say.
Oh, come on, if you know...
I know better than to preempt our gracious host. He will choose his moment.
Who will? Who's he?
Is it the band leader? He looks a bit naughty.
My sweet, much as it grieves me, for now we may not answer.
Oh, great. So what do we do till you can?
We dance. Perhaps, dear lady, you would allow me the pleasure?
I'm guessing it's what our host wants, so he can watch and feel all clever.
Who can say? But for me, to be denied the delight of your company, I might very well expire.
Go on, then. I mean, yes, I'll dance with you.
I am in rapture.
Well, and I guess while she's dancing with him, I should dance with you.
You might have asked more politely, but I should be charmed.
Come on, then. Let's see what you're both made of.
Oh. I used to be made of stronger stuff.
Let's just get you back on your feet. You've cut yourself pretty badly. Sit down over here.
I'm lucky you happened along. My daughter's always honored me. If you have a fall up there, don't come crying to me. Crying, running. Can't even tell a joke.
You've had a shock, but I don't blame you for wanting to be out here. It's beautiful.
One of the few places on the island where you can't see any buildings.
People have to live somewhere, General Doddick.
Sorry, you'll have to remind me.
We met when you were in hospital.
Hardly narrows it down these days.
This was some time ago. Just after the fusion reactor.
My memory of that is a bit hazy.
And you won't remember this either.
What?
I'm afraid we don't have long. Your fall put strain on your heart.
I do remember you from the footage. You were with the two old girls.
I'd like to ask you something about them.
You came to see me. You made me forget.
It was for the best. Their family had to think they perished saving the world one last time. Otherwise, they would have tried looking for them. Someone would have. Abby and Zara needed to be free.
Then they're still alive?
For the moment. Still trying to do the right thing. But that's where I have a difficulty. I've spoken to people who died. But they're going to be biased, aren't they? So, what about someone who lived?
I don't understand.
I'm going to share with you what Abby and Zara have done since you last saw them. The lives they've saved, the things they've made right, and the price they paid to do it. Those who died to save people they'd never known.
The greater good argument.
You're a general. You understand making hard choices. So, I'd appreciate it if you could tell me.
Are there dance classes where you come from?
I suppose there must be.
No, oh, you're not going to tell me anything.
Perhaps when we are better acquainted.
The band leader. He's not one of you. When I glance away, he still looks the same.
He is human. More human than you.
Who is he? Why is he here?
I presume to lead the band. If you want to know more, you could ask him, but please, not before the end of the song.
You might at least give me some clue. If not about him, about something.
I might. If you stop resisting the music, follow my lead. Lean into me a bit more. That's it. Much better. Now then, what are you aware of?
A sensation. It's like something in the air.
Too much of that champagne?
No, it's you. The more I dance, the more I can sense your disquiet. Your fear of the shadow.
We should not speak of that.
It's not a shadow, but whatever it is, it's creeping through existence. Zara and I, we couldn't see the future, but neither can any of you.
We exist outside of time. Unremitting, incessant. And yet this, you called it a shadow. We will all be undone.
The view out the window, the stars going out. It's not the end of time, but an erasure. Everything that ever happened, everyone who ever was, the shadow is taking them all.
What are you doing? There's nothing you can do.
There is always something. As long as I am with... Where's Zara? Where's Zara?
She was with Oblong. They were dancing.
They've both gone.
But none of us may leave.
We should talk to Paul.
Why would he know where they are?
I didn't say he would. Come on.
They really can't see us.
The edges of the ballroom have not been wholly realised.
So we're in the shadows.
Oh, I sincerely hope not.
But they'll soon work out where we are, because no one can actually leave.
I don't require long, dear lady, but while we're not observed, we might talk.
Because the others won't hear. What have they got over you?
They don't mean anything, but in proximity to them, I find myself perturbed.
You come under their influence. Oh, God, I know what that can be like. All right, what can you tell me?
There are constraints on what might be spoken. The choice is not mine.
Then whose is it?
Lives are at stake. All our lives. Inasmuch as we are alive.
You're being threatened. By who? The band leader?
The only threat is ourselves.
I don't understand. You mean one of you's a killer?
There aren't words to convey what it is.
But this shadow you're scared of, we need to be on our guard. Well, thanks for the warning.
Dear heart, I'm not trying to warn you or to explain. What's happening has nothing to do with you.
Then why bring me into the dark? What do you want?
I need to know if you can really make a difference.
Oh, to what?
To all of it. Everywhere and when. Will you put things right?
It's what we do. It's not always easy.
But is it worth it? That's the question he's asking.
Who is? And who is he asking?
Everyone you've perturbed. He tracked down every last one.
Sorry. Excuse me.
It's all right, Annie. The ship doesn't sink. You don't die tonight.
Do I know you?
We have mutual friends. Dr. Mollus and Dr. Pulminate.
Abby and Zara? How are they? It's been ages.
Last time I saw them, they were drinking champagne.
Of course they were. Well, send them my love. What?
They took something from you. I'm afraid I need to return it.
What do you mean? killed Gutierrez.
And many more than her, to save a great number of lives.
That doesn't make it right. It can't make it right.
But that was the choice. If you have power, how can you not act?
No.
No, you wouldn't act, or no one should wield such power. Annie, help me make sense of this.
You want to stop them?
I want to understand. Answer the question and you can forget again.
There's a thing in management. Back before I escaped all that. About two kinds of people. There's the ones with internal locus. They look out for themselves. Their success and failures. They think that's all down to them. Then there's the external locus ones, where it's always somebody else. You didn't get what you wanted? Someone must have put themselves in your way. And these types of people, they like someone else being in charge. And they want someone strong and ruthless. Not someone to like, but who will make those difficult choices.
And which type of person are you?
I'm sorry. I don't even know your name.
Oh, he's doing his mysterious thing again.
We'll have to pick this up later. Thank you, Annie. You can forget for now.
Forget what? Is someone there?
No, he's away with the fairies. Paul? Hello, Paul. This is important.
Hello, Abby.
Having a nice time?
Zara's disappeared. She and Oblong are gone.
Oh, really? There's no need to break up the dance. I'm sure there's an explanation.
But none of us can leave. Not until you know the conditions.
What are the conditions?
They can't have got very far. Come on! Get the music going again.
You heard the man? One, two, three.
So you need them to keep dancing. But what happens if they don't?
All the wheels come off! That's right, isn't it? Not sure it would be so ghastly if they did.
Zara!
I'm fine. But Oblong, look!
He's steaming.
Not steam, it's him coming apart.
Baron Oblong, you were missed. Wherever were you hiding?
There are shadows, even here.
Shadows? Not the shadow. Everyone is safe. I said play the music!
Oblong, darling, you're coming quite undone.
It's not an unpleasant feeling. No need for any concern.
What's doing this? How do we stop it?
You don't do anything. It's nothing to do with you.
Oh, Triangle, please. Tell us what this is.
It is premature and undignified. Oblong, this is what happens when you strike out on your own.
Terribly sorry, my lady.
If you were not already coming apart with indecent haste, I would impose some manner of sanction.
For what? We just stood in a corner in the dark and he failed to tell me anything.
I can see through him. Please. Well, there must be something. We can't just let him die.
Dear girl, I'm quite content. I've been thoroughly convinced. And I suspect I won't be the last.
He's gone.
Murdered. One of you killed him. He said it was one of you.
Oblong was never alive. Not in any sense you could comprehend. But his path has been interrupted.
That's all you've got to say. He was your friend.
I barely understand what that means.
You were linked. You perturbed him, affecting his orbit with your superior mass.
Zara, that sounds a bit indelicate.
It's what these things are when they're not dressed up as humans. They're something like black holes. Massive, powerful somethings perturbing space-time.
We exist outside so narrow a confine as that, but you have the gist.
We don't need to discuss it all now. The dancing...
Leave off the dancing! There's something in here with us and it's picking us off.
And these things, the dancers, well, they're powerful. What could possibly kill them?
You two are enjoying this, the mystery, the danger. But let us say...
Triangle, the conditions...
Let us say there is only one way to stop what is happening.
We should all be dancing. Abby, take my hand.
I am not moving. Go on, Lady Triangle.
Let us say you could save everyone here from sharing Oblong's fate. But only at the cost of your own lives.
That's the condition, is it? The way it all balances out?
You need us to save you. That's why you brought us here.
Nothing of the sort. Honestly, Triangle.
It is merely a fancy. But I should like to know your answer. If it meant you saved the rest of us,
Would you sacrifice yourselves?
It's not worth it.
Thank you, General Cormorant. But it's hard to believe that's your answer. You know exactly where they are and that they're defenseless. After what they've done. Everyone on the moon.
Abby and Zara have extraordinary powers. Do we really want to provoke them? We're already fighting a war with limited resources.
You're a coward, Slink.
Such an attack isn't practical. Unless we work together.
Which is what Abby and Zara wanted in the first place.
Perhaps we should have listened. The life that might have been spared.
You think so?
I think we've been fighting this war long enough without any progress.
You may not have made progress. My brave troops have seen significant advances in a number of key territories.
You're going to do it. You're going to launch the attack.
You can't make us. Your powers won't work on us.
I could make you think it was your own free choice, but I can also see the threads of the future, and you'll get there on your own.
Because we don't have a choice. What those two did to our people.
It's not the ones they killed. The moon meant so much to the rest of us.
It did until we both went there.
I meant everyone else, dreaming of a place outside the war. We avenge the moon for their sake, the living, not the dead.
I think we have to, or they'll find leaders who will.
Before you press the button, there's something you should consider. It's not only Abby and Zara. There's a community there. Defenseless, innocent people.
They're harbouring Abby and Zara.
And are there more of them than there were innocents on the moon?
Fewer. A lot fewer. But does that make any difference?
Of course it does.
Perhaps you could explain that to Marcella.
You! You're the ones!
Now, Marcella, calm. I need to understand this. So, is it really worth it?
I guess it depends.
Very good. Very evasive.
It depends what you do when we're gone. While we're alive, Zara and I can help people. We can put things right. Would you do that in our place?
Involve myself in the peregrinations of the lower forms?
You wouldn't be able to. You can only engage with us while the dance is going on as it is.
Is that your answer, then? You should let us die.
We want to help you. We want to help everyone.
Do we?
Of course we do. Don't we?
Well, the things we've done. The cafe, Marcella, what we did to Gutierrez.
You weren't the one who did it.
We killed people. We made things worse.
For some, and made them better for many more.
No matter how many we saved or helped, we did a lot of harm.
You want to undo it all? Everything we've done?
No. I don't know. That's the point. I'm not sure.
And neither am I.
What's it got to do with you?
Everything. The answer is no.
No to what?
Lady Trine, you don't need to decide now.
I have decided. No.
Decided what? Why is everyone looking like that?
They're perturbed. She has influence, but really, if we can discuss this...
I have nothing more to say.
But I do. I do.
I will not hear it. Mr. Graves, stop the music. At once.
Is there a problem, milady?
You and your musicians deserve a break. Go and have some champagne.
Don't mind if I do. We'll be back in 5, ladies and gents.
No, wait. Lady Triangle. Lady Triangle!
She can't hear you. Without the music, they're no longer like humans.
I can't even look at them. The shapes hurt the inside of my head.
Paul, what has she decided? It's something about us.
It's nothing to do with you. Please, out of my way. I have to make her change her mind.
Leave him, Zara.
But we need to know what this is. It involves us. It must do.
I know. But there's someone more likely to give us a straight answer.
The music has been lovely. Do you mind if we join you?
Pull up a stool, old thing. Let me pour you a snifter of this. Dom Perignon. Oh, look at the vintage. That's when I turn 100.
Ah, it's easy to mock up a label. Someone's idea of a joke. Ah, the important thing is it tastes good.
I like your way of thinking. So, here's mud in your eye.
It is good. I'm Abby. This is my sister.
Zara. I know all about you two.
Oh, nothing scandalous, I hope.
I don't mind a little scandal.
You have us at a disadvantage, Mr...
Alec Graves. Not that you'll have heard of me. No one has anymore.
Then you were famous.
So I'm told.
What happened?
Times change. Especially where you two are involved.
Us? What did we do?
Poole laid it out for me. Came to see me after a gig. Stopped me at the stage door. Asked me about you. I've not even met these girls.
Yet they changed your life. They didn't mean to. It was while changing something else last century. But the effect rippled down. You were a household name. And afterwards, Love Ain't Easy was the first song played on Venus.
I don't know a song of that name.
You did once. You sang it. It touched a chord with people.
I haven't sung in years. But sing it to me now. I only need to hear it once. If it's half as good as you say, we could put it out as a standard.
It wouldn't be the same. Times have changed.
Well then, nothing to be done.
You could answer my question. Abby and Zara.
It's obvious what I'd say. Before they did what they did, I was living the high life.
Dead at 43. Whereas now you live to see 90.
But will I be any happier than I was before?
You pretend you're not angry. You're a very good musician.
I am. Not getting anywhere, whatever graft I put in. So I drink too much and take it out on the wrong people.
But now you can focus that anger on Abby and Zara.
I suppose. But knowing there really is someone else to blame. And, as you said, these girls did it for the best reasons. Well, I don't get by too badly. It's a good enough life.
That's your final answer.
If you don't like it, you ask someone else.
The more people I ask, the less clear it becomes.
I think the problem is you already know the answer. You just don't like it very much. You're asking around not to hear any different, just to share the load.
You think so?
Human nature.
I'm not even human. You even take that in your stride.
I've had a bit to drink and anything seems possible. So you're not human. You act like you are. That's all that really counts. What, that helped to make things clear?
It's like you said. I already know. Thank you, Mr. Graves.
You're welcome. Or if you ever need a band leader, you give me a shout. And he did, and I'm here.
Who else has he been asking about us?
Oblong said everyone we perturbed. Everyone we pushed off course.
You know how many people that could be? It's hundreds of thousands.
More than that. If you factor in all of us indirectly affected...
But what exactly is he asking?
If it's worth it, the balance you strike, have you got it right?
The Grace must have sent him out to judge what we've been doing.
What's the Grace?
The beings that created us, that gave us our power. Poole is their agent too.
He's the one that started this. He sent us to the fusion reactor and got us back our powers. He must have known what would happen next.
That's just it. The shadow they're all so terrified of, it means they can't see the future.
But why? What is this shadow?
Don't ask me.
Poole knows, but he's not telling. The others know, but they're headaches of shapes while there isn't any music.
I can get the band up again.
But the dancers still won't tell us anything.
Unless... What music is it anyway? I'm sure I've heard it before.
I don't know. Mr. Poole gave it to us to play.
It brings us in time with the dancers. It bridges something between us.
So, what are you suggesting?
We can play something else. Anything you like, as long as I've heard it once.
But we don't know another song will work the same way.
We play the same song, but we make it ours.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your patience. We'll get this show back on the road. 1, 2, 3...
They're dancing. Have you seen Poole?
He's got to be here somewhere, in among the shapes.
The more human they become, the easier it'll be.
The music is working.
It's bringing us in time. He's there, at the back, almost in the dark. He's arguing with that shape.
That's Lady Triangle. Not best pleased about becoming human again.
They've seen us.
Good. All set?
Why is it me?
You're the one he likes.
Oh, fine, but it doesn't mean anything.
Abby, Zara, you convinced Mr. Graves to play.
I have nothing else to say. I will not be bullied into discussion.
Oh, you don't have to go on about not wanting to talk. So shut it and listen to us.
Really?
We know what you're up to, Paul. Tracking down everyone whose lives we've affected. Asking them to judge us.
Who have you spoken to? Graves sees only a small part of the full picture.
If the Grace has a problem with what we've been doing, they can come and talk to us themselves. What?
They really have no idea.
But you work for the Grace. You're like us. You said...
I said we shared a starting point. You were formed in the Chaos Pool on the planet of Ren. While I am that pool.
You're the Grace in human form.
Squeezed into a being that knows merely four dimensions.
Someone did this to you. That's why you need our help.
I choose this configuration to better understand your experience.
You've always been fascinated by what we've been up to. Watching from the sidelines. That's why you let us keep our powers more than once.
But you've been envious, wanting to feel it for yourself. So you made yourself into a man. Is that the best body you could do?
It allows me to pass unnoticed.
So you can trail after us wherever, whenever we go, to understand the experience. And what have you understood?
I don't have to answer. There are conditions.
Oh, is that what you think?
You cannot use force. Any power you have originates from him.
You're forgetting something. Me and Abby, as long as we're together, conditions don't apply. Abby?
Right. Graves? Mwah!
Fallen for the band leader. And he stopped the music.
Oh, didn't you know? He's a singer too.
The song.
We made it ours. Catchy, isn't it? Gets into your bones. And soon enough, we're all in tune. So, Chaos Paul, the question. What have you been asking?
It was... what Abby and Zara have done. What they've made better against what they've made worse. Is it worth it, Ms. Gutierrez?
No.
General Dudek.
Yes. Of course, yes.
Dr. Chaff.
No.
Annie?
I can't make that kind of choice.
Annie.
Goddess, help me, no.
Graves? No, they've made you their own. Cormorant and Slink.
No, Abby and Zara must be stopped. We'd do anything to stop them.
Anything? Marcella?
I told them, in a cafe. If you've got these powers, use them to do something good.
You told them to end a war.
I did, but that... it wasn't ever worth that.
How many did you speak to? You can't resist the song. How many?
13,462,000.
How many answered yes?
The majority said no.
You found against us. So?
The Grace cannot be swayed by such limited perspectives. Though he would like them to absolve him from this choice.
Then it's down to him.
Just as you would not consult the opinion of insects.
You might, if it was a decision that directly affected the insects, and you'd already walked among them in insect form. That would change how you saw things.
You've gone native, haven't you, Paul?
We miss so much when we're beyond. The texture and taste of this universe...
chemical responses to crude stimuli.
That's not the way it feels. And it really feels. When we were new, it got into our heads as well. All the new sensations, it's overwhelming.
We needed guiding through it, and clutched anyone to hand. The doctor, Zink, even Marek.
Anyone with a strong personality.
Annie said there are two kinds of people. The ones with an internal locus, and the ones who need someone else to make decisions for them.
Becoming incarnate, you surrendered authority, left yourselves open to influence.
We learned to take control.
Poole does not have time to learn before the shadow falls.
What is the shadow? The song means you have to tell us.
It's nothing to do with you.
Then why do you need to judge what we've been doing before it gets you? Tell us!
It's us. The shadow is because of something we've done or are going to do.
No.
Then what?
They have almost discovered it anyway. The conditions no longer stand.
It's everything you do.
We destroy the universe.
You occlude our power to see what happens next. The future, the past, all is unclear when you make so many changes.
We're a threat to you. That's what you're scared of. We make you irrelevant.
You depend on us for your powers.
Our powers come from the Grace. And that's the problem. We're using him up.
You're dying because we are changing time.
The power must come from somewhere.
Then we'll stop. We've done enough.
It's not your choice. It's nothing to do with you.
Of course it is.
It's mine. And everyone else's.
You mean Triangle and the dancers?
That is why you are here and why we have the music. So we can comprehend you. Then we can decide.
Oblong. He made his decision and he came apart.
He gave himself to what you are doing, what you will yet do.
That's the choice you're making. If you let us continue, it's at the cost of yourselves.
It's everything to do with us.
It is for each of us to decide. Pool, you have to choose.
I still don't know.
You should have talked to us.
That was the condition. You and Zara cannot be permitted to influence his choice.
But he still needs someone to guide him. We know someone who'd be perfect.
Do we?
When we lived by the sea, there was this old busybody always poking a nose in everyone's business, even when they said no. The thing was, and the thing that no one could ever admit to her, was she gave really good advice. She'd suffered everything herself. Wars and disasters and the crushing of her dreams and, oh, the state of her love life. She was a walking disaster. But that meant whatever had hit you or threatened you or worried you into the night, this old girl had always had worse. She could put your fears in perspective. And that's often all it needed. Not a clever solution, just not to appear quite so bad.
A decision such as this...
She'd put it in perspective. That's what you want, Paul. Not someone to make the decision, but someone to help talk it through.
I mustn't let you influence me.
Just talk to the old lady. Zara and I will help you find her.
We knew so many people when we lived by the sea. Who do you mean?
Take my hand and I'll show you. Paul, you have to trust us.
No. No one leaves here. It's one of the conditions.
Triangle, you said it was my choice.
Where are we? What's that noise?
Don't you remember? Look who's here.
This is the door. Can't see any controls to open.
That's me. They can't see us, can they? Oh, look at the state of me.
You look fine. I'm the one on my last legs.
You want me to speak to them? But they're you.
Before we got our powers back and the shadow began, we were different people.
Hang on. The old busybody who gives good advice.
You were always everyone's auntie, whether they liked it or not.
This is when we decided. This is when... I remember. I know what happens next. Abby, take my hand. Pool, we'll need more power. Hello, Joy.
What's happening? Pool... And you. Look at you. Like overripe fruit.
Hey, be nice about the ball gowns.
I don't remember this. I mean, when I was you and spilling out of my clothes. You are me when I was younger.
I'm sorry, we don't have time to explain. Paul's got a question.
I'm rather busy right now. But as it's you...
Is it worth it?
We do what we can. It's not fair to say if this is still to come for you.
Please, we could just look inside your head.
It's not easy getting older. The knocks keep coming. Loss and sickness and pain. It's not even always your own. Other people suffer. But it all grinds you down. I had... You're going to have children, and they have children of their own. You outlive them all. The worst of it is, you're grateful when the last of them goes because of the pain he's in. That last long night. He can't speak, but there in his eyes. Please, Nana, make it better.
Something in you died that night.
I wish it had. But we kept going, on and on, until at last, here we are.
You never believed you could put this right.
What? But you said...
I said whatever I needed to. And I was wrong to drag you here too. But the chance of it, to be consumed, to never feel anything again. You don't understand, but when you get to my age, when there's nothing left to hope for, you make the best of what you can.
Take my hand! What are you going to do? You were right. Let's make this our choice. We can try and open the door.
What?
How? Like we used to. Reach inside with our minds.
But our powers don't work. Anyway, we're too old and useless, bloody useless.
Just take my hand. This should be our choice. We make a difference if we can. Because there's nothing else.
All right.
Who? You have to help them.
I don't think he can. Look at him, Zara. He's almost all used up.
Who? It's your decision, but I think you already know. I think you knew when you first turned up on my doorstep and told me about the reactor. Paul!
I think it's going to work. Worse luck. Here it comes!
Hang on, why come back here? We could go anywhere.
This isn't over.
Where's Poole?
You killed him.
We didn't do anything. His choice, remember? He died so we could live. Because what we do is important.
Now it's your turn to choose.
What? Hang on.
I already decided. I will not surrender for the likes of you.
I meant the rest of the dancers.
You're not serious.
That's what this has all been about. The shadow we cast when we change things. We can't continue while the dancers stand in our way.
We can't kill them, Abby.
We don't do anything. It's nothing to do with us. They have to make the choice.
And we will, without your interference. Mr. Graves, that is enough.
You want us to take another short break?
You can return home.
But I wanted to stay.
You could have let us say goodbye.
There will be no more delay. The dance is over. Without the music, we will soon be out of time. So you have to choose.
Triangle doesn't think we're worth it. Paul and Oblong thought we were.
Abby, you can't ask them to kill themselves.
You've had your chance to get to know us and to understand what's at stake. But it's up to you.
How many of them need to go so we can survive?
With Pool and Oblong's sacrifice, you might yet exist.
Then enough! It's enough! No one else has to go!
You can't change their minds. And even if you could...
I don't want anyone dying for me!
You don't have a say in it! You see? One goes, and it encourages more.
They'll all go!
Don't let them influence you. Don't let them force you out.
We're not... We stopped the music.
But you tricked them. You took Poole.
His opinion carries a lot of weight here, doesn't it? We gave him what he wanted. The right person to talk to.
You abused your connection. We have to stop and consider this.
She's right. Abby, we have to stop this.
I might have thought so if they told us from the start. But she didn't want us to know, did you, Triangle? You set the conditions against us.
You were here to be observed, not to influence proceedings.
It doesn't matter. Abby, no one should have to die for us.
They made it a choice. between them and us, and we have to continue.
We don't have to do anything.
I wasn't sure before, but we have to help if we can. And if they're standing in our way, then I'm sorry, but not sorry enough.
I will not surrender. I will not let this be.
But the more of the others that go, the stronger we become. The shadow we cast reaches further. Is there anything we can do?
It is inevitable now. You have killed us.
Oh, she's coming apart.
You rob us of all that's to come. But I still see some of the path. The price you yet have to pay.
She's trying to scare us.
Oh, you will be afraid. Then there is a reckoning. The man who stands against you.
She can't see the future. That's what the shadow is.
The man is from your past. The esteem in which you hold him.
Not Marek. Do we see Marek again? Oh, come on, before you're all gone!
This man, the Doctor.
What?
You're kidding. The Doctor.
His sorrow at what you become, at having to oppose you. That is a terrible day for you both. I am at least glad to have seen you.
They're gone. All of them. We killed them.
We didn't stop them. That's not the same thing.
Abby!
We didn't ask for a fight. They brought this on themselves.
Even the room is fading.
It was never really here. So, let's go someplace new.
Where?
Wherever. Someplace that needs help.
There's something I'd like to do. It's not a big thing, but it would be better.
Well then, take my hand. Oh, it's boiling!
Oh, worse outside. Mean surface temperature of 735 degrees Kelvin.
It's just Kelvin. You don't say degrees.
Oh, have you been reading?
Where are we?
Venus, nearest planet to Earth. This is one of the caravans. The idea is there's loads of safe little bolt holes like this, ready when the first Earth people get here.
And we're here because...
Any moment now?
That's Graves!
There's an error in the code. It all gets reported, so people know the first song ever played on Venus.
Our song! You let Graves remember!
He only had to hear it once. It didn't change a lot. He was modestly well known in his lifetime, but the song struck a chord with one of the development teams, so they included it on the server.
A bit of a coincidence. That was the room with the pastries. I said you were up to something nefarious.
Do you want to dance or not?
What? There isn't the room.
But there's enough. Come on.
Ow! Who is leading?
We both are. And I am not nefarious. Doing this felt right.
Yes, all right. It does.
And will continue. Making things better. The dancers didn't die for no reason. We'll explain that to the Doctor.
Zara, just take my hand and dance.
Thank you.
And then we all it moves towards episode 4, where we're going to typically bonkers, graceless territory, which I like. And it's all pulled together by this brilliant character, Poole.
Yeah.
Who we have. Adam Newington's been with us for 2 episodes. And he's great, I think, bringing this kind of ethereal quality to...
Yeah, I had... So I needed a character in the first one who would instigate what happens in the first one. And then I was thinking, I need to tie the series together somehow. So the idea of having a mystery about him at the end of episode 1 just became... And he'll be in the, you know, he'll be in the finale and stuff. So he's actually in episodes 1, 3 and 4.
Mm.
And that kind of tied things together. I then needed to work out who he was going to be. And obviously he had to be a sort of emissary from the Grace. Mm. And I was like, well, actually, I will make him the Grace because it makes the Grace more part of the story rather than, you know, something that happens off screen. Mm. Off screen or audio. You know.
I know exactly what you mean.
And I was thinking about what I could do and how that would be and how you would do the realm of the Grace. And we did that at the end of series 1. And I was kind of like, well, I could do that, but I've done that. I want something different. I want something whatever. And I'd been to the Winter Garden in Blackpool and had a look at that and thought, you know, that's an interesting space. Jenny Colgan had written a Doctor Who story set in Blackpool for my science book, which had got me thinking about that sort of thing. I was just thinking, you know, it's a very odd space. It's very distinctive. Mm. Often you'll look, and it sounds very interesting as well, just walking around in it and stuff. And often in this sort of thing, you're thinking, what I need is something that sounds distinctive and interesting. And I came up with the idea of an abandoned ballroom because it just seemed odd and a bit of glamour and that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And then once I got that, it was like, no, we should do a song. We should have them dancing. We should have...
Yes, there's the words that the producer will face with dread. I think we should do a song.
Yeah. So I floated the idea to you, and you didn't go on no account. I had experience with a song on the Benny Range all those years ago, we've had some interesting times on it, and I knew exactly the sort of thing I wanted to do. I talked to Lisa about the sort of thing I wanted to do, that I wanted it to be a very Al Bowley type song, and that meant that I needed an Al Bowley type character.
Mm-hmm.
At one point it was going to be Al Bowley, and I just thought that was a bit crass, so I've made him not Al Bowley, which is what his name was in the script for a while. And that all came together really nicely from my point of view. I know it caused you some headaches.
But we got them, and we've got a fabulous,
it's amazing,
kind of finished product, I think.
It's lovely.
It's been kind of, you know, collaborative across the board, really.
And again, Duncan just got exactly what the thing of it was.
Mm.
And it is tricky. You know, it is really tricky because it's such a specific sound and style.
I think it really worked that Duncan having played the character and being in it, I think it's kind of worked that he ended up doing the song for us because he just was completely immersed in it.
Yeah.
And I think that kind of that helped, I think.
And we had a chat when we were in the studio about what it would be and how it would work and what my thinking was. And basically I was going, what I want is the least likely song to hear in space. That was the idea.
Yeah.
And, you know, that comes from, you know, the music that's on Voyager 2, you know, all the stuff about, there's that great pre-title sequence of an episode of The X-Files where the SETI project starts playing Bark because it's getting the signal back, which, even just saying it is giving me goosebumps. I just think that's such a great idea. So I was thinking of those sorts of things, that incongruity, you know, incongruity works really well. And I was just like, yeah, I'll put them in ball gowns and give them a turn. And so who's going to be in this? Who's going to be in this ballroom? Who would the Grace have to his party?
Again, brilliant cast. This one reminds me of the first episode of series 3, The Edge, in that we're in a kind of a realm and we have these characters who are kind of, quite sure where you are with them, so it kind of there's a not in a kind of a, that we're not repeating what we've done before, but just in that. It's a very, it's a kind of a graceless thing that we can take them into these realms that are just sideways stepped from reality.
Yeah, yeah. I think.
And have outrageous characters like Oblong and Triangle.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, which were placeholder names, because I couldn't think of what I was going to call them.
But it just works, but it just.
Yeah, you know, and oblong is also, I try and get the word oblong into it. It used to be my word when I worked in a press team that I had to smuggle into all my press releases. So you'll find that quite a lot of things were about, like, there's a lot of stuff about Olympic-sized swimming pools, which is an oblong of.
I'm going to go back through your back catalogue now.
It's dreadful, isn't it? Just the stupid, tedious things I do for my own entertainment.
But again, it kind of, we go from what I love about Graceless is that we go from, you know, quite sometimes mundane, like a greasy spoon cafe.
Yeah.
To a ballroom on the edge of time, the edge of the universe, looking out.
Yeah.
Big sweeping themes from, you know, and that's the Graceless thing. And I think it kind of, it builds towards episode 4 beautifully, really.
Oh, bless you.
And light, yang and yin.